She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man looked like
Wednesday morning, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. No Jen, no Gabe. I'm Alex Strofin alongside Packers Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champion. Mark Chimura is here. Joshy DiMaggio running the show as always. Good morning, Chewy.
Hi, buddy. How you feeling?
I feel sleepy. I feel all right.
You seemed a little down in the production meeting. That's all I'm saying. Is it because you think that something's coming, or
in terms of the Packers? I assume you're asking.
No. Well, it is combine related.
Oh, well, here we go. I guess
you wanna just get
I haven't unpacked this with you. Yeah, let's just get it out of the way.
Let's stretch.
That way we can have almost 2 hours together without addressing it. You are, of course, addressing the Mr. Irrelevant Combine I did 2 weeks ago today.
I just have a few simple questions, okay?
Sure.
Well, let's just call this, what do they call it, the dynamic workout here?
Yeah.
It's just a little stretching before we get going.
Sure. Fire away.
My first question is, what sports did you play in high school?
I played basketball and I ran cross country.
Okay, so no football?
No, I didn't. I never played football.
Well, I just thought you were one of those guys because we had him when I coached at Waukesha West that was also in the band. So at halftime, he would go grab his instrument in his uniform and play band. And when the team came back out, he rejoined the team. I thought you might have been one of those guys, which is fine.
No. I was so. I was just always kind of the media nerd. So I was, I kind of wanted to do this always. So I was doing like play-by-play when I was in high school of the football games, yeah.
Oh, okay. Did you start on the basketball team?
JV, I did. And then I forewent my junior and senior year to work for the local newspaper.
Okay. All right. You ever lift a weight?
Have I ever in my life?
Yeah.
Yes, but not well.
When was the last time you lifted weights?
Ooh, it's been a while.
Because I could turn this around next year that you'd be like a totally different
person. Yeah, and I think that's what we're starting to get after is, I need to get in the weight room. I need to start working out. I need to make it look like I've actually done some physical activity in my life. Real quick, clean up, Chew, before you continue peppering me with questions. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy with you on a Wednesday morning. Alex Strofe, Mark Chimura with you. We are having some YouTube issues right now, so the YouTube stream not up quite yet, so I cannot stare at Chewy's handsome face quite yet. Joshy is working on it, so we will get YouTube up and going as soon as possible. Chewy, go ahead.
Do you get tested by the station at all?
Tested by the station for what?
For PEDs.
Well, I guess the answer
is... And Gabe and Chewy continues next on 94.5.
Everything's broken this morning, just so we're all on the same page.
That's fine.
Joshy walked in and said, oh my God, what's happening? So
you know, if it's going to happen on a show, let it happen on this one.
Yeah, I tend to agree. Do I get tested by the station for PEDs? The answer is no, but why would you even ask that? Of course I'm not on PEDs.
Because I could, a year from now, you could do the same workout... And they'd be like, oh, my God, this is a totally different person.
So you think rather than hard work, dedication, blood, sweat, tears, the angle for me to become a better athlete is cheating?
Well, everyone did it in the 2000s. I mean, I think there's proof of that. I could go name after name after name.
Let's not do that.
I just asked you guys in the production meeting, does it bother you that all these athletes – we're taking PEDs and getting away with it. And you guys said no. So what's the big deal?
No, I'm here for entertainment. And also, I can't prove any of the names we discussed that we are not going to rename on the air.
Yeah.
Did any of those. But no, it doesn't bother me.
Okay. So after all the dust settled, are you fine with doing the Mr. Irrelevant combine?
Am I fine? Yeah, I'm fine.
Because you took kind of a beating, and I kind of felt bad.
Kind of a beating is probably an understatement.
Okay.
You know, when you do something so poorly, to the fact that it literally runs content on this radio station for over 24 hours.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it was the main topic for several days.
Yeah.
You just got to wear it,
and you did well. You did very well.
Well, I don't know about that, but
you're fine.
I did fine. Yeah, I mean, I did fine.
But if you need my help, I'm there for you. I'll be back in about, what is it, March, April?
It's May. March, yeah.
I'll be back in about 2 months.
All right, so in 2 months.
I'm there for you. I'm there for you.
You think you could run me through how to successfully do a three-cone drill?
Strophy, what they would be saying is, this isn't the same guy.
Oh, wow.
That did the test. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, I think Chewy would have to start with breaking you down, though. We got to go back to basics.
Okay.
Yes.
We got to go back to running strides. We got to go to flexibility. We got to. You're not.
Well, so I've never really been able to stretch well.
We can get you there.
So, yeah. I mean,
can I ask you a question? Do you think you were running on ice?
I definitely didn't feel like I was running on turf or grass. Right, okay. I was running on a pickleball court that's a little shifty.
Yeah.
So I think I was tense.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to pop anything.
To give fairness, which I have yet to do.
Yeah,
with this whole
is the
thing,
first. Took
when,
2 weeks.
When you were doing the short shuttle, the floor did become two pieces. It did separate.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, okay.
Next year it would have to be on turf and probably him in cleats because. Any hard starts and stops did cause the floor to shift and move under his feet.
Wow. No. Thanks, Josh.
Okay.
Which I didn't realize until the last drill we had done.
Hey, look, Chewy, I got my very minimal training from a former punter in Brad Nortman, and I don't mean to take shots at Norty because I appreciate his time and dedication, I think it'd be better if a real football player trained me.
To be fair, Brad did test out as like a 90th percentile in terms of athleticism for a punter. But graded on a scale, that's still 80% more athletic.
It was the 96th percentile, by the way.
So that's more athletic than virtually every other human that's not a professional athlete.
Yeah. Well, the first thing I would do is change your body to make you look human. that's the first thing.
What do you think I look like? Like alien-esque?
No, you remember Gumby?
I do, yes.
Yeah. You have no hips.
No.
It goes straight to your shoulders to your ankle. It's just one line.
Yeah.
You know, there's no curves. There's no – I could fix that. You give me 3 months and you'll
Well,
you'll be loving me.
Well, I have no ass syndrome. I mean, it's my back is flat. So I don't know that you can fix that.
John Dorsey, the guy who was a scout for the Packers who found me, said I had Woodhauler's ass. You know what that is?
I do not.
Picture carrying wood out in front of you. You know,
you extend the belly and chest.
12 pieces of wood. You know how you got to walk with that?
Yeah.
That's what it looked like.
Okay.
Yeah, and then
the strength coaches helped me to where I have an ass, so I could do the same for you. You just tell me, okay? We got a weight room right in the facility there.
I think this would be a great series because we are going to start doing Strofe Does Sports, and we're going to slowly make him more athletic. And I think part of that is when you're back here, once a week you give them a half-hour training. You don't have to obviously be a personal trainer, but you help them. Here's what you can do so you don't look like that.
How's your diet?
Awful. Non-existent.
Yeah, so this is, Josh, this is
high metabolism
more work than I want to do, but I would be committed.
Based on what we're looking at here, and no one else can because our streaming is still not working, but... I think even without a drastic change of diet, we can get this guy. He's not going to be a super athlete, but he's not going to look like it was his first time trying to run ever.
Yeah.
We can make drastic improvements there.
I think if you gave me another shot at it today, we'd make drastic improvements.
You did shave off nearly 2 seconds from the first one, but yeah. There's
but
still
got to work on the body's got to be the because your body is hideous. I mean, it is. So that's the first thing we have to work on. Your body screams NARP, which I didn't know you were a NARP. I thought you were an athlete.
Wait, what? NARP is non-action role play, right?
Nope.
No.
That's LARPing. No, LARPing.
Live action role play. That's it. What's NARP?
Non-athletic regular person.
Oh, well, yeah. Why are you surprised by me being a NARP?
Because all I heard is, hey, he was a starter on the varsity basketball team.
Okay, but hold on.
He was the quarterback.
We've got to put a squash to this because – a lot of people, actually everybody across ESPN Wisconsin, was reflecting on my athletic career, which, let me be the first to tell you, was bad, right? So my freshman and sophomore year, let's actually make this as sad as possible, shall we? I had aspirations to be a basketball player. So I was supposed to go to Preble High School in Green Bay, which is, I think,
a big time school.
Yeah, it's the first or second largest, most enrolled high school in Wisconsin. Now, admittedly, my brother was kicked out of Preble High School for some things you're not supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't necessarily want to follow that up. Secondly, I didn't think I'd be able to play basketball. I didn't think I'd be good enough. So I transferred to Denmark High School, much smaller, south of Green Bay. And, I had aspirations to play basketball. So I played basketball at Denmark. I was on the freshman team and then the JV team. I ran cross country, got some shin splints, which maybe is also why I'm an uncomfortable runner these days, because I don't really run anymore. And then I realized, even though I went to one of the smallest schools in the state, I still sucked. So I hung it up. And I decided to go the media route.
Good self-awareness.
Self-awareness is important. So I hung up the basketball shoes. I put on the headset. I started working for a newspaper. I just did that from that point forward. I played soccer my senior year as a joke. Now, it should be noted, Denmark at that point had only been a soccer program for about 7 years, and their only wins came against co-ed teams. They lost to the boys team, any boys team they played. So I started every soccer game I played, but I never learned how to stop toe kicking.
You know what the ironic thing is, Joshy?
What's that?
We all know Shefty's athletic prowess and how they make fun of him on Monday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
He is 10 times the athlete just looking at him.
Yeah.
You, Alex.
So the context there to you still toe kicking, like, kids learn that in like third grade.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, to not do that anymore. So that's illuminating. And to go back, we got to go to like basics, like teach you how to run right. Teach you how to, like, your mind and body aren't seemingly connected. As we saw, your arms move way faster than your legs. Like, we got to do the Steph Curry teach you how to run again thing.
So
Which is weird because he was a cross country runner and he still doesn't know how to run.
How you manage to not suffer horrific injuries while running for that long? It's frankly miraculous, and honestly gives me hope.
I don't think I ran like that. I don't think I've always run as poorly as I do now.
No,
I think things have changed. Right? You know,
there's been a degradation.
Yeah. Bottom line, Al, I'm there for you.
It doesn't sound that way. You're saying that. It doesn't sound that way.
No, because the weight room would take long, so I'm thinking more illicit drugs to get you where you need to be instead of weight room time, because it's a lot quicker.
Old-fashioned shortcuts.
Yeah,
we're not above shortcuts here.
No, absolutely not.
I mean, how long you want to live?
Preferably into, like, my 70s.
Oh, okay. I can get you on some good stuff. Like, if you were going to say 90s, I'm like, I don't have the time for you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I don't think I'm cut out for the 90s. I'd like to get
How
in the
old's 70s. Arnold? How old is Arnold? Is Arnold 70?
Let me look. I don't know how old he is off the top. I don't have any political aspirations. He is 77 years old.
No, I'm saying from his body type, you know. You remember Arnold back in the day?
I do.
In what we were talking about earlier, I don't think he was eating peaches and yogurt to get that body.
There was probably a little bit more than peaches and yogurt. That's fair.
Yeah. So.
All right. So you're going to be my personal trainer, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I got you, buddy. I got your back.
Okay. You opened our show meeting this morning by saying I got to dive into the philosophy of Strophy. Do you feel satisfied?
Yeah. I a lot of questions. You know what? More than social media.
Yeah.
I got a lot of questions asked, and it explains a lot.
Okay.
It really does.
I'm glad I could provide. All right, he mentioned Adam Schefter, who's also on Athletic. I don't know if I can call him that, but he will join us in about 15 minutes, 7:30 this morning here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Coming up next, though, Jason Wilde talking about Max Crosby, Trey Hendrickson, kind of made all of us go, huh. We will hear from Jason Wilde on Wilde and Touch yesterday. Coming up next, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy with you on a Wednesday morning right here on ESPN Milwaukee.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
My father would always say, and there's a rhyme and a reason to it, he said, if you wear your rubbers in the house, you'll go blind. Do the two youngsters on the show here even know what rubbers are? I'm talking the ones that go over the shoes.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Brad, Gabe, and Chewy on a Wednesday morning. Alex Strofe, Mark Chmura, Joshy DiMaggio hanging out with you. A couple of responses rolling in on the Carbless Talk and Text line. It's been 2 weeks, and people are still fascinated by my lack of athletic ability. So we'll put a bow on this, then we'll get back into the Packers and free agency in just a moment. Earn King chimes in on the Carbless Talk and Text line, 800-990-3776. Is Chewy getting these illicit drugs for Strofe from the Blammer?
Fair question. Fair. No, these are all legal. These are just things NFL or probably other sports cannot take.
So legal but illegal in professional sports. Got it. Correct. Makes me feel so much better. Brandon in Tulsa chimes into the Carbles Talk and Text line. How many sessions into training with Alex before Chewy decides he's a hopeless case and just gives up?
It's always 2 weeks. If you don't see the body change after 2 weeks, then you give up.
Well,
and that goes for you. You have to be patient enough for 2 weeks, go through the pain, because typically after 2 weeks, you start to see your body change, which should excite you and your girlfriend.
It
if you
should,
have.
But it won't. I'm just going to be honest. I know me. I know how my brain works. I know my patience. I don't have much of it.
Really? I think you get addicted. You get addicted.
I guess we'll find out when you return in a few weeks. We'll find out together. All right, let's dive into this, because this is a fascinating piece of audio. And, Chu, I'm not sure if you've heard this yet, from Jason Wilde and Mark Tauscher yesterday on Wilde and Tausch, talking about Max Crosby, the extension he signed with the Las Vegas Raiders over the weekend, and the possibility of Trey Hendrickson still being available, as the Packers still have yet to make a move at edge rusher defensive line here in the free agent period. Here's the conversation Jason Wilde and Mark Tauscher had yesterday on Wilde and Tausch.
Trust me when I tell you, the person that I talked to about this is very high up in the food chain. I also think he's delusional.
Oh. Okay.
Because I do know this. I know with Bisaccia on the staff and Keyshawn Nixon there and Josh Jacobs there, the Green Bay Packers loved the idea of Max Crosby. And those are some people that obviously have firsthand experience with him. And I had someone say to me that, hey, I'm not sure that this Max Crosby thing is over yet.
Ooh.
And I said, that's the most preposterous, ridiculous thing I've ever heard. He just signed an extension worth $106 million, of which $91 million is guaranteed. So that's great. Oh, we love Max Crosby. And look, there's a lot to love about him. There is.
Okay. Yeah.
But when this person said, well, I'm not sure that that's completely over with, that sounded to me like wishful thinking. So that's my theory of what people are.
What do you think they mean by it?
About.
They're not.
I don't know.
Do you think they would tell you that?
I don't know. Because they're sad that he didn't end up at the Packers, I assume.
But he said
they're deluding themselves.
Said that they still could get him. Right?
I think that they also really like Trey Hendrickson, and maybe that'll be it. Maybe they'll make a deal for him.
Well, there you have it from Jason Wilde on Wilde and Tausch yesterday. Strofe and Chewy with you on this Wednesday morning. Chewy, what do you make of that? Because it sounds almost to me like we're in desperation land when it comes to that position and addressing it.
Well, a couple things. What I don't understand is when you sign a big deal like that, obviously there's a signing bonus involved.
Yep.
Just going back to when I signed my deals, and that signing bonus gets into your bank account rather quickly. So if they did trade, which is strange, Green Bay wouldn't be responsible for that signing bonus because it's already been paid.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just, I don't understand. I think this might be a little saving face because I think fans were not happy that, A, they didn't contact Davante Adams just to say, hey, Devontae, any chance at a hometown discount? Nope. Okay, thanks. Good luck, hey. Right, at least you called, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then in regards to DK Metcalf, per Matt Schneidman, they didn't even talk. There was no deal. There was no conversation whatsoever. So,
and I'm much more okay with that one than the Devontae one. Even if Devontae had his mind set on going west, it just feels a little irresponsible to not reach out, even to just say, okay, what's the interest? Gauge the interest level.
Just to CYA, just to say, hey, I called, you know, we could make it work, but I called.
Yeah.
Right? So, I just, the Max Crosby thing is, that's kind of a head scratcher to me. You know, because A, I think to get Crosby, you'd have to take on that contract, and it'd be 2 first-round picks.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Raiders aren't going to get rid of him for a deal.
No, they're not going to get rid of him, period.
They want to break the bank. Right. If they did, you know?
Right.
So, and I don't see him doing that. The only one that left, then this is, this free agency thing to me with, come on, what's his name? Hobbs.
Nate Hobbs.
Roy Hobbs. and Aaron Banks seems kind of like a rebuild kind of thing to me, as opposed to, hey, let's go over the top. Because, you know, everything I've read about Hobbs so far, he's a slot player. Uh-huh. This past season, he only played 44% of the snaps, if I'm correct, in what I read. And then has Josh Jacobs said anything? Because he's been very loud this offseason as far as adding players and going get him and I want him. I would assume that he was on the team when Hobbs was in L.A.
Yeah, they crossed over for 3 years. And I haven't seen anything.
Has he said a thing?
I might have missed it, but I have not seen anything.
No, Josh? The only thing we've seen is Hobbs singing the praises of Bisaccia and how happy he is to be part of the Packers. So that is the connection so far that we've seen discussed.
But Josh Jacobs is like, yeah, I want Max Crosby. I want Devontae. I want.
Right.
And isn't it kind of weird that he hasn't said anything about Hobbs?
Well,
like, hey, we're getting a great player here.
He wants great players. Nate Hobbs clearly isn't that yet. But this is probably, and I shouldn't even say low risk given the money that both Hobbs and Aaron Banks got. But it looks like Goody is kind of taking these low-risk, high-reward swings that he's done before.
Their guaranteed money is small.
Okay, got it. Well, then, low risk.
Yeah.
Medium risk, maybe. But it seems like he's taking risks, which is fine. I'm okay with that.
But let me ask you this, Alex.
Yeah.
Do you trust Goody's evaluation skills? 50% of the time?
50% of the time I do. It's different for me when it comes to players that have played in the NFL than it is college players. Because college players, he's so hit and miss, especially in the first round.
Yes.
Free agency, he's typically done a good job. So
He has. But this to me seems like a roll the dice. He's banking on this guy becoming a starter based upon what he's seen.
Yeah.
And that's a crapshoot.
It is indeed. We will dive deeper into NFL free agency coming up next when Adam Schefter joins us. Strofe and Chewy with you. It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on a Wednesday morning.
Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
Adam's on the phone. Adam, yeah, you have more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And here is the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter.
It's always hard to beat a team 3 times in one season. It just is. I wouldn't be surprised if they meet again. And I wouldn't be surprised if Green Bay is in that game and Green Bay has a chance to win that game.
Adam Schefter on JGC is sponsored by Island Resort and Casino. Gaming, casual, and fine dining. 2 golf courses, a luxury spa, and live entertainment. Your total experience is at the Island.
ESPN senior NFL insider Adam Schefter joins us now on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this Wednesday morning. Alex Strofe, Mark Chmura with you. Quiet week, Schefty. Really nothing going on for you. Thanks for taking some time to break it all down with us.
Yeah, pretty quiet. Start of the league year, I always like to joke that free agency starts at 4 o'clock today. As the league says, I like to say free agency ends today at 4 o'clock. It's over, basically. The big-name free agents are off the books right now, off the board. And I know it starts, but really so much has happened that there's not a whole lot left.
No, really not. And I mean, there wasn't a ton to begin with. Obviously, we saw some big names drop Monday, but it was really about Sunday, Shefty. This felt like a year unlike any other where we had a ton of big moves come through Sunday. What'd you make of the storm before the storm that was Sunday with the trades and the re-signings and all the moves that were made Sunday?
Well, Alex, what I've noticed in the league is that the timeline on all these things has moved up. We're seeing firings of head coaches sooner. We're seeing trades of players before the trade deadline sooner. We're seeing activity that used to occur on Monday and Tuesday in the start of the new league year week now happen the week before, 2 weeks before. And on Sunday, it started out that morning with Myles Garrett getting a new deal that I don't think anybody was expecting at that point in time with all the tough talk that there had been out of Cleveland. It continued on later in the day with Aaron Jones going back to Minnesota. It continued on with DK Metcalf being traded to Pittsburgh, with Josh Allen signing a contract, redoing his contract with the largest guarantee ever given to an NFL player. I think I'm forgetting things, but Sunday felt like, honestly, it's felt for about 10 days like it's been crazy. And now, with the new league year opening today at 4 o'clock Eastern, 3 Central, that feels like it's going to, famous last word, slow down a little bit, but you never know.
Adam, Jason Wilde, one of our colleagues here, said he talked to someone high up in the Packer organization and said that the Max Crosby, even though he signed with the Raiders, isn't dead yet. Have you heard anything like that? I mean, this is high up. This is high up. This is. I don't know why he would say that, because the signing bonus obviously has already been paid, so that's on the Raiders now. To me, it doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense. Like, why would you sign the guy, pay the guy, to trade the guy? Right? I don't get that at all. Maybe, I mean, I don't know who he's talking to, but maybe that person heard something where the Raiders might have been open to deal him prior to his new contract, and he's just saying, like, oh yeah, they're open to deal. And that I don't know. Like, I don't know the context of the conversation. I don't know exactly what was said, so it's hard for me to comment. You're saying to me that Jason
said it on his show yesterday, Adam, that he
spoke to somebody in the Packers, right?
Yes.
Did we just lose Chewy there?
Yes, we did lose Chewy there.
We did. We can't hear him right now for whatever reason. But yes,
Chewy looks like a fish in a fishbowl to me right now. His lips are moving, and I don't hear anything. He's like, go.
It's a good look for him.
Reminds me of, right? Yeah, it's a good look for him. Chewy, you're gonna have to unplug back in and re-plug back in, because I feel like I'm in an aquarium right now.
I didn't see Tech Advice Schefter coming today, but either. I'm happy to have
I like it.
It.
It's good. It's a good look. It's a good look for Schefty. It's a good look. It's a good look for Chewy.
We got him back.
There we go.
I read lips.
There we go. Yeah, Chewy, you look like you're fish in an aquarium to me right there.
I felt like it.
Just a zoo animal.
Adam, what are you hearing about Trey Hendrickson?
Wait, hold on. We'll go to that in a moment. But you started to talk about Jason Wilde and what was said on the show exactly before you turned into Nemo.
I forgot what I said.
Oh, great.
You were saying what Jason...
Oh, well, Jason said it, Adam, Jason said it on the show yesterday that he talked to this individual after... Crosby,
the individual
had
works
signed.
In the Packers, and the Packers
high up, Adam, high up, high, okay. high.
Jason just shrugged.
I'm with you.
Shefty just shrugged.
Jason also did tell the person who he was speaking to that they were delusional.
Right.
Yes.
So I think we can just scrap it as it's delusion, maybe desperation, and we could dive into it a little bit better, or later. But I want to get into Trey Hendrickson, because that is still the big premier pass rusher name on the market. What is the latest out of Cincinnati with the last year's leader in sacks and Trey Hendrickson?
Well, you know what happens here, and this is why I think agents want to move their players sooner rather than later. You can talk to teams. You can talk to, say, the Chargers, and then they re-sign Khalil Mack. You could talk to the Bills, and then they re-sign, or they signed Joey Bosa last night. You can talk to teams, and they're filling holes. Now, there aren't many players like Trey Hendrickson. He's a rare player. He led the league in sacks last year. Incredible. But you have to find a team that's willing to compensate the Bengals and the player. And you might find one, but it's hard to find both. And it's hard to find both in a timely enough manner to make it happen, because every time a team like Buffalo signs a player like Joey Bosa, that eliminates one more potential landing spot for Trey Hendrickson and makes it that much less likely that the Bengals will wind up moving on from him. Look, my own two cents here is that at some point in time, as Trey Hendrickson loses options, the best thing for him and for the Bengals is for the two sides to figure out how to work it out and get him back to Cincinnati on a deal that both are comfortable with. That's the best thing that could happen. Now, we'll see how it plays out, but to me, I would think that the longer this goes on, the more it leads to that potential solution.
Adam, what are you hearing about Aaron Rodgers, and is Minnesota in play?
I think Aaron Rodgers right now, I think the primary options are the Steelers and the Giants, and then does he want to play before we even get to Minnesota, right? Like, I think people have come to the conclusion that he wants to play, but to me, this shouldn't be that hard, right? Like, the Steelers want you. The Giants want you. We're seeing players across the league make decisions. It shouldn't be that hard. Either you want to play or you don't. You want to play Pittsburgh or you don't. You want to play in New York or you don't. Like, Chewy, what are you going to have for lunch? You make a decision, you're going to drag it out for 4 days, 5 days, a week. Like, it's not that hard. Make the decision and live with it, right? Like, you're never going to be perfect. And so my guess is he wants to play. My guess is Pittsburgh's the leader. But I don't know what Aaron's thinking right now. And he's a tough guy to predict. Well, how did Mark Murphy describe? He's a complicated fella.
Nailed it. Yeah, I'd tell you to text him, but I know last time you did that didn't go over so well with him. So,
no.
Do you have any estimation on a timeline for Rodgers?
I was told yesterday it was going to be some time. Now, I don't know what some time. That was yesterday morning. Okay, so what is some time? Is sometime a day? Is it a week? Is it a few? I don't know what some time is. So I was not expecting yesterday ever. Today's a new day and anything's possible. But it doesn't seem like what are these teams going to do? It's not like they're waiting on Aaron Rodgers and they need an answer because they need to go on to Tom Brady. Like, you know, okay, so you don't get Aaron Rodgers. Do you want to do Marcus Mariota, Joe Flacco, Carson Wentz? Like,
yeah.
Okay, like there's no rush. Like, everybody wants solution and clarity, but what are we rushing to? There's no reason to rush. So therefore, Aaron can sit back and take whatever it is, a few days, a couple of weeks, whatever it is. I don't know how long he's going to take. You know, I have no idea if he's in some darkness retreat and some ayahuasca. I have no idea where he is. And, you know, but he's going to go through his process and he'll come up with whatever it is that he wants to do.
Do you think that means Minnesota is comfortable trotting out J.J. McCarthy next year as their starting quarterback?
I'm not including Minnesota in the Aaron Rodgers conversation until I have a reason to have some form of evidence that that's something that we need to take realistically. Now, there are no absolutes this time of the year. Anything could always happen. But I just don't view that as a primary option right now. Minnesota, to me, is setting sail with J.J. McCarthy. I think people forget he was the 10th overall pick in the draft. He was competing last year to where he very well might have been the starting quarterback in opening day. He'll have spent the year in Minnesota getting acclimated. They're counting on him to be their starting quarterback. That, like, I was on air yesterday with Jeremy Fowler, and I saw somebody else say, you know, J.J. McCarthy is the likely. Like, who's more likely than J.J. McCarthy to start for the Vikings next year?
Yeah.
Nobody.
No idea. Yeah.
Nobody.
No, you're right.
Nobody. It's going to be J.J. McCarthy. He's their guy.
Yeah. What's the deal with Ayuk?
They would have been open to trading him. They haven't been able to find a trade partner.
Why that? So, they just signed him last year. I know he tore his ACL, Adam, but why?
Yeah. Have you seen all the players that they're moving on from?
Yeah.
They were hoping to avoid some. They were hoping to avoid some of this. They were hoping to be a bit more active in free agency. They were hoping to bring back Dre Greenlaw and Talanoa Hufanga and make some of these moves that they couldn't do because they were cap strapped. In part because of that kind, a lot of contracts, but that contract was a part of it. So if they could have freed themselves from that contract, they would have been open to doing that, but they could not find a taker. So right now, unless something changes, it looks like Brandon Ayuk is going to be in San Francisco.
Shifty, I do have to jump in here for Gabe. He did send me a text message. I know you and him talk golf, and it's a big weekend with the players happening. He wants me to let you know that 14 of the last 16 winners of the players played early on Thursday and late on Friday. So he wants to. So you need to pick someone teeing off on Thursday morning for the players. I looked at it.
Hold on. Repeat that. Repeat that. Hold on. I'm sending that to my group because we have. If you have 14 of the 16
last.
14 of the 16.
Yep. 14 of the 16 last winners of the players teed off early on Thursday and late on Friday. So you want to pick someone teeing off Thursday morning for the players.
Yep. That was already actually the guy that I nominated is in that category.
Yeah,
because so he fits that description.
Perfect. We're on it. We're good to go. Do you know who you're going with yet?
Not yet. It's always up for debate in the group. So I'm just looking right now at the early tee times. Like the early tee times, Aberg, Matsuyama, yep. Justin Thomas, Corey Connors, Russell Henley, Shane Lowry, Victor Hovland, Tagala, Wyndham Clark, who I also like him, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot Straka. Of options there.
The afternoon guys, which it would not favor, right, would be
Rory Scheffler, Xander.
Yeah, Rory Scheffler, exactly. Keegan Bradley, Ricky Fowler, Patrick Cantlay. Yeah, so anyway.
There you go. There's your golf nugget. Even when he's not here, Gabe Neitzel provides. Shefty, appreciate the time as always. We'll catch up with you next week.
Guys, have a great week. Thanks for having me. We'll talk to you next week.
Senior NFL insider for ESPN, the great Adam Schefter with it right here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, presented by the Island Resort and Casino, which is a premier resort destination, the largest north of Milwaukee, with everything you like to do in one awesome location. Visit islandresortandcasino.com and book your total experience today. Chewy continues his diagnosis of me, Alex Strofe, coming up next as we jump into what I dreamt about last night. Fun stuff. That's next.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You called them a white stiff someone else. Earlier.
From one white stiff to another. I'm pretty well versed in the realm of stiffs.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Chewy on a Wednesday morning. Thanks to Adam Schefter for hanging out with us for a few minutes. Alex Strofe, Mark Chimura, Josh DiMaggio with you on this Wednesday morning. You've been diagnosing me throughout the course of this morning. I'm going to give you another opportunity to do that. So we're in the midst of free agency. As a Packers fan, it's literally all I've been thinking about all week, including when I'm sleeping. I had a dream last night I think everybody dreams. I never remember my dreams. It's maybe once, twice, three times a year. That's it. This morning happened to be one of them. I was dreaming for whatever reason about Dante Fowler, the now former Washington Commanders defensive end, who's 30 years old. I don't think it's going to happen, but I was dreaming about him sacking Aaron Rodgers on the Vikings. It was very vivid, and I remember it quite well. I don't know why. I don't know why Dante Fowler was a Green Bay Packer and Aaron Rodgers was a Viking, which I don't think is going to happen. But that was the dream I had, Chewy. Very exciting stuff. Riveting.
Who dreams about people they don't know? Like, I had a Packer dream last night, too, which is weird. And I could tell you exactly. I went to the stadium as an alumnus. It was snowing.
Okay.
I left, and I was parked over at the crossroads of Lombardi and Hanson, in that little corner right there.
Yeah.
And the players kept coming out to see me, and I wanted to get going because I had obviously a two-hour drive back. And Joe Sims, who was still playing, our right tackle in his uniform, came out and wouldn't let me go. So finally I left. I couldn't find my truck, so I let the car alarm go off. And all the security guys were helping me find my truck. We could hear the alarm but not find the truck.
Hmm. Okay.
We got to circle back, though. The implication or the idea that you only dream about people you know?
Yeah, I don't think that part's accurate. You make people up in your dreams all the time.
I don't think I dream about people I don't
know. Hold on. Think for a moment. You are in a
celebrities?
Busy, you're in a busy-ass parking lot. Is there not other people around?
Yeah, but they're just kind of like faceless people.
Okay. But wouldn't that count as dreaming about people you don't know, or because they're not a main character?
You mean to tell me you've never had a dream anywhere where some celebrity or notable figure was in your dream who you never met?
Nope.
The president of the United States?
Nope.
A famous movie star?
No, they're all faceless.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't
Joe
buy
Sims.
That.
Joe Sims, 68.
I think you're.
The guy that
I think you're alone.
Crapped his pants next to me back in the day. Was sitting there and he wouldn't let me go. I'm like, Joe, it's starting to snow and you got to play the game. And he's like, oh, we got time. And we were just hanging out. No, I don't dream about people I don't know. That's weird to me.
Pull
like,
that.
How do you know what? Oh, hold on. How do you know what Dante Fowler looks like?
I don't. He had a helmet on.
So he has no face. So you just
faceless.
Made my point.
But his hair. I remember his hair.
He's faceless.
And his jersey with his name plaque.
Doesn't matter. He's faceless.
Yeah, he was wearing number 5, which obviously couldn't happen. But that's just, I don't know why this was the dream that popped up.
If I showed you a picture of Dante Fowler with
wouldn't know.
20 of...
Wouldn't know.
Then you, that's exactly like my dreams. He's faceless.
I think you are in such a... drastic minority here on only dreaming about people.
Yeah,
that's
well, I don't
insane.
Think that's true. Number one, I just don't think. No, you to Joshy's point, right? Like the president of the United States, for example. You've been through a few presidencies. You're telling me back in the day you were dreaming about Bill Clinton?
I'm trying to think of having a dream of someone who I don't know. No,
that's crazy. I think you just don't remember.
How often do you remember your dreams?
Every single time.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah. Last night was a great movie.
Go on.
Well, the Packer thing, except someone was not very happy with me when I woke up this morning. Because evidently I made snoring noises when I slept, so I got...
Snoring noises is a weird way to say that you were
snoring. Yeah.
So someone was not happy with me.
Okay.
You're making noise reminiscent of snoring, but not snoring.
Well, here's the problem. Uh-oh. In a nutshell. So we had a doctor friend that came down to Florida last week, and she starts talking about sleep apnea. I'm like, I don't have sleep apnea. So my buddy sends me this new kit to detect sleep apnea, and it's a watch with a probe you put on one of your fingers and a heart monitor, right? And I haven't done it yet. It's been like a month.
Why wouldn't you just do
anything.
It? Just do
Hold
it.
On, John. Joshy, if I'm not going to do anything about it, what do I need to take the test for?
Well,
because you're denying the fact you have sleep apnea.
I don't have it.
You're diagnosing yourself without diagnosing
I don't
yourself.
Have it.
But the test, the way to do it seems so effortless.
Yeah, you just put
it
a thing
It is.
Out.
But what if they say I have it?
Right, but Chewy, if you... Well, here's what you fear...
If you have it, then you can address it.
The truth of the matter is you fear...
I don't have it.
Hold on. The truth is you fear that you have it and would have to do something about it.
Yes.
Rather than get the diagnosis of, no, you don't have it, you could have it over. You would win.
You're taking the old classic step of, I'm just going to deny it.
Look.
If I ignore the problem, it doesn't exist.
This is not a snore. This is not a snore. This is a snore. That is sleep apnea.
I disagree.
What I do is not a snore.
Do it again.
It's just like
do it again.
Mine or sleep apnea?
The normal one. Your snore.
My snore?
Okay, maybe that is just heavy breathing.
Do you?
Yes.
Hold on. Am I going to trust his wife who's sleeping next to him having trouble falling asleep?
Well, let me give you some context. We have a little fan that's on a remote. It's a very nice fan above our bed, right? I turn it on every time I go to bed. There's a little blue light on it. The smallest blue light. Tiny. She's like, did you see the light blinking on the fan last night? I'm like, no, I had my eyes closed. I was sleeping.
Why don't you
so
just
that's
put
what
some
I'm dealing
electrical
with.
Tape over it?
I'm. It doesn't bother me. I'm dealing with someone who sleeps. Any little noise, if a snowflake falls and hits the house not in Florida, she's waking up. I don't have sleep apnea, I don't see the reason why I take the test.
We figured out the issue here. You don't address problems. You just ignore problems.
Is that fair, Josh?
Yes.
I think in this specific situation, you 1,000% are using ignorance of
that's
not knowing the accuracy.
That's a lie. I have proof. Who went and got an MRI of their elbow because it hurt? That was a problem. I rectified the problem.
Right, but other people saying, hey, Chewy, you might have sleep apnea, and you just going, no, I don't. I absolutely do not have sleep apnea.
You're sleeping. It's hard for you to know.
No, I know.
Do you, though?
She clocked me on the lip two nights ago.
Especially after you misdiagnosed.
You got clocked for snoring?
Yeah, I always get it.
Then I don't think it just sounded like...
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I think it was more.
You've just famously misdiagnosed your elbow like six different times before actually getting an accurate diagnosis. And the special Chewy portion of this is you were concerned about the elbow and jumping through all the hoops you could because it affected you. When you're sleeping, snoring, and possibly sleep apnea and awake everyone else, you don't care. You don't have to deal with it.
No, that's totally fair.
Chewy.
That I can buy. I will buy that.
Can I give you a homework assignment?
Yeah, sure.
I want you to wear the device tonight so we can go over the results tomorrow.
All right, I'll wear it tonight.
Yes! He's addressing the problems. We are participating.
You know why I'll wear it tonight? You know why I'll wear it tonight?
Why is that?
Because I've been relegated to the guest bed.
Personal growth on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Hour number two after this.